Former Attorney General Matt Dehn spoke to legislators, advocates, and business leaders at Wilmington's Warner Elementary School Friday, announcing the creation of Action for Delaware Children, a group that plans to advocate for legislative change to benefit disadvantaged students. The group's initial priorities include expansion of state funding for the Nurse Families Partnership Program, more summer and after-school programming, and more reentry services for youths coming out of juvenile correction facilities. Former head of the Delaware State PTA, Terry Hodges, leads the new group's board.
What we're trying to do is to create a village. We want to build a stronger village to rally around all of our children out there throughout the state of Delaware that are at risk.
The new group launches as others are taking a hard look at the education system in Delaware. The Reading Consortium, formed by Governor John Carney in the General Assembly, is examining redistricting and other possible solutions to the education inequities faced by low-income minority and English language learning children in the city of Wilmington. And a suit by civil rights advocates pending against the state challenges how schools in Delaware are funded. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.